And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. Yeah, I'm that Ronnie Deutsch who you saw on TV thousands of times when I was the tax lady and owner of the largest law firm of its kind in the country. And today, here's what you need to know about me. If it wasn't for the worst governor in the country and the most corrupt senator in Congress, I wouldn't be the host of the hottest new radio show in California. So the first thing I want to say is, hallelujah. All right, I've got a confession to make this morning. Are you ready? Unlike my producer, Mike, I don't drink coffee. Yes, I'm 54 years old, and I have never, ever, ever in my life had one sip of coffee. And that's because I can't stand the smell of it. I know that seems crazy, right? Especially since almost 85% of all adults drink on average 3 cups of that smelly stuff every single day, which means 597 million cups of smelly coffee is being consumed by my producer, Mike, and literally 199 million other people in America. It's no wonder Starbucks loves you and your money. Now, the reason why I'm bringing up this coffee drinking addiction that you and 199 million Americans have is because I want you to boycott a company called Keurig. Yes, even though I'm only one of about 15% of all American adults who don't drink coffee, I'm asking you this morning to boycott a company that makes coffee machines, and their name is Keurig. Now, I realize that Keurig machines help you drink 597 million cups of coffee every day, but here's what you need to know. Keurig and its CEO, they do not respect conservative values. And Keurig and their CEO, they do not respect the far right. So you know what? I want them to feel the wrath of the right. And the only way that Keurig is going to feel the wrath of the right is if you stop doing business with them, because then it's going to hit them where it hurts, and that's their wallet. All right. Not only do I want you to boycott Keurig, but you know what? I also want you to do something a little bit crazy. I want you to go online, and I want you to watch the videos that were posted by people who protested Keurig coffee machines, because what you'll see is going to make you laugh and get the giggles. And by the way, I love the giggles. You see, last week I watched a bunch of videos where people literally destroyed their Keurig coffee machines, and these videos were freaking hysterical. In fact, my favorite video was of this dude who calmly took out his golf club, which was a driver, of course. And that's the biggest club in your bag for those of you who don't golf. And you know what he did? He put his Keurig on a tee and he swung in the garage and he destroyed it. But his commentary was absolutely priceless. Now, again, I don't own a Keurig coffee machine because I don't drink coffee. However, if I was like you and my producer, Mike, and I was addicted to the stuff, I want you to know right now that I would take my Keurig coffee maker and I would throw it out the window of my 5-story studio location. I'm dead serious. Now, the reason why I feel this way is because Keurig pulled its advertising from Fox, and I love you, Fox, and the Sean Hannity TV show, after Keurig bashed Sean Hannity for his interview with that creep of a candidate, Roy Moore, who, as you know, is running for the United States Senate, which is unbelievable to me. Now, first of all, the allegations against you, Roy Moore, are disturbing and disgusting. After all, he, like so many other powerful idiots, is being accused of sexually assaulting a 14 and 16-year-old girl, which means Roy Moore is either a pedophile who deserves to be locked up with Bubba the Beast, or in my opinion, he needs to step down from his run at the Senate, because in my opinion, the Senate is full of corrupt and incompetent senators, which means there's no room for pedophiles in Congress. Now, you know how I feel about people who hurt or abuse children. So if these allegations are true, Roy Moore should never, ever become a United States senator. And instead, that dude has got to remove himself from the public eye like Kevin Spacey has done. Speaking of Kevin Spacey, I got to tell you, I was shocked and disgusted to see his name on the sexual harassment list. It was just unbelievable to me. But listen, that's not the issue this morning. You see, the issue this morning is that Keurig didn't like what Sean Hannity said to Roy Moore. And based on what I read, hey man, I didn't like it either. However, what concerns me and should concern you and your wallet is that Keurig and many other companies like them, they're making advertising decisions based on politics rather than ratings, marketplace, and capitalism. And I got to tell you, as a successful businesswoman who built the largest business of its kind and the fourth fastest growing franchise in the country at that time, that's not how business in America should be done. In fact, do you realize that if we pulled all of the ads from TV shows and radio shows that you don't like, or you don't agree with, or you don't understand, not one company is going to spend a dime on advertising, and our economy, as you know it, is going to crash, and we're going to lose 10 million jobs overnight. All right, I realize that this is America. And so since this is America, and you as a proud business owner, you have the right to choose where you want to spend your advertising dollars. After all, it's your money, and you worked hard for that money. And yes, this is America, so you have the right to choose what you want to watch on TV and listen to the radio, right? So I get that. However, should you really have to watch a TV commercial or buy a product or services from a company that you know hates the right or hates the left or hates the middle or hates Democrats or hates Republicans or hates Jews or hates gays or anyone else for that matter? Let me rephrase this question. Are we becoming a nation who bases our buying decisions on politics rather than cost, capitalism, and convenience? I mean, after all, look at the company Cards Against Humanity. Did you hear what they did? They recently bought land down near the border because Cards Against Humanity want to make it harder on our president to build the wall. Shame on you, Cards Against Humanity. I mean, I thought that TV and radio commercials and business are supposed to compel us to buy something, not feel bad about who we are as people and what our values are. And that's exactly what you're doing, Keurig. After all, did anyone pull their ads after that disastrous interview that Matt Lauer had with then candidate President Trump on the Today Show? Of course not. So why are so many advertisers running from Fox and running from Hannity? And again, I love you, Fox. You see, I asked this question because Hannity's ratings are off the chart. In fact, that dude's got over 3 million viewers every single day, which means it's Christmas for you advertisers. So listen, I would understand if people are pulling their ads based on ratings, but they're not. So I need for you to know who I am. You see, I believe in capitalism, and I believe in free speech, and I believe in the United States Constitution. And I also believe that you, as a smart consumer, you're not going to make purchasing decisions based on some political garbage. Instead, you're going to make it based on your needs, your wants, and economics. And that's how we need to keep our marketplace. Or I'm telling you right now, you are going to lose your job. And I spoke about this 5 months ago. All right. I know that's a deep issue and it's a deep subject matter that you may respectfully disagree with. However, I believe that you need to buy and base your purchasing decisions on you, not on some company and whether they believe in your values. All right, everybody, we got an incredible show today because I'm going to talk to you about how you can live the American dream while being your authentic self. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I got to tell you something. Right now, I have in studio my mentor, and that is Mr. Brandon Hines. And I got to tell you something. Brandon has taught me to be authentic, which is why I want to ask him right now, Brandon, how do you get your clients to be authentic?
Everybody wants to be their authentic self, but there's always that fear of what might be accepted or what's not accepted. Nobody gets up in the morning and wants to be someone different unless they really want to be somebody different. So in general, what you got to look at is, what do I want, right? And do I care what other people think? Because if you're truly authentic to yourself, it might be offensive to some people. Like if you're a nudist, you might not want to walk through Arden Mall. But you want to be authentic to yourself too, so you have to have that time for yourself. But there is a society capsule around you that you've got to watch out for. And that's kind of where the true self gets lost. What I truly want to be may be offensive. It might be taken the wrong way. So fear is what stops people from being their true self. In my Design It course, when people come out to work on their business, I tell them, design your business to gain your life. But the first step is to find out what you want for your life and why you went into business in the first place. Your why is your driving factor of your true authentic self. Why you started this company, like a locksmith. It was a great trade and I want to help people. But I also want to have that great customer service and I want to be there for that client. I want to have conversations with them and I want to learn about people because that's the job I'm in, right? So his authentic self, that locksmith, could be, I just want to talk to as many people and help them with their problem as I can. And he's doing that on a daily basis, so his business thrives because of it.
You see, Brandon, you give a great example. Fear is what enters our head, those thoughts in our head with fear. I want to know about your clients with children. Brandon, I have 45 incredible kids in my life, and I notice their parents want to live vicariously through them. How do we help people with their children so that their children get to be their authentic selves as well as the parents?
This is perfect. This actually is something that kind of sideswiped one of our insight meetings in Design It last quarter. A parent stood up and said, you know, I'm trying to be the best I can to get my kid to do this, this, and this. And I said, well, have you asked him what he wanted? And they said, no. And I said, well, the number one business rule that I always say is ask your clients what they want and then give it to them, right? So why wouldn't you treat your kid the same way? Example, I'm not a soccer player, but my kid loves soccer. He was totally into it. So I was like, we're going all the way. You tell me when to stop. And he finally came to me one year and said, I don't want to play comp anymore. I want to drop down to rec for a year and actually have some fun. So I said, absolutely, no problem. And everyone else was like, but he's so good. You got to push him. No, I don't. That's not what he wants. There's a lot of family entanglements that get passed down, right? I want to be like my mom. Because I love you, I will be just like you. I want to be like my father. I will never make more than my father. So many family entanglements block your authentic self as well. And you have to learn to have your own experience. You can't live through other experiences. Some of your childhood memories may have been your parents, and that was their problem back then, and you absorbed it. Because children want to solve problems. They're very resilient. If they're guilty in the problem, that makes the parent innocent, right? So that piece of family entanglement has to change. You have to know what you truly want as authentic. And then you got to play around society. I mean, you can't go out and just tell people, hey, I don't really like the way you talk. But you can go out and say, hey, I'd appreciate it if you'd step two steps back when you're talking to me because you're kind of in my space.
For those of you just joining us, you may want to roll your window down and scream, hallelujah. That is because I have business coach, life mentor, and very successful businessman, Brandon Hines, in studio, and we're talking about you. Brandon, I admitted to you that I lost sight of my authentic self when I was that crazy workaholic who owned the largest law firm of its kind. How do you mentor your clients so they get back to being who they really are, Brandon, versus who other people want or who society wants them to be?
So I have an exercise that I do in my Design It course. And right now, our Design It course is coming to the end of the year. So this December 8th, 9th, and 10th will be the last course of this year out here at the Hyatt in Roseville. So those of you that want to check it out, go to thenowacademy.com, go to courses and click on design it. But the step that I do, and Ronnie, you're living it right now. What do you want? What is your why? Your radio station starts off with Surf's Up, right? We're pretty far from the ocean, but that's your core. That's what you want. That makes you happy. So nothing matters in life except for the way it makes you feel. If somebody rubs you the wrong way, how does that make you feel? And then how should you respond to it? So the piece that I teach in my course is, if you want more in your life, you have to identify what that experience is. And that could just be hearing Surf's Up on the Ronnie Deutsch radio show. And that little piece of energy gives you something. And then that's what you want to spread. So you got to figure out, how did I have to change to have that? Now, when you were in your big Fortune 500 company, you wouldn't have started out with Surf's Up, because that was a means goal, right? You were building a business so you could make more money and be more popular and have more stature. And now this is you. This is your true self on this radio show. And this is what's making you happy. You're probably happier now than you ever were.
Brandon, I'm telling you right now, not only am I grateful to you for mentoring me to get me in that right frame of mind, but I'm also grateful to Dr. Almonte, because, Brandon, I didn't like some of the things on my face, and I made the changes and had the courage to do so, which leads me to my next question. How do you get your clients, like you did with me, Brandon, to have the courage to change? Because change is hard.
Okay. So step one, identify the experience you want to have. Step two, write some little notes down. How do I have to change to have that experience? If I want to have more fun with my family laughing, then I might have to go research a bunch of jokes, right? And find out ones that I could remember. But if I want a certain experience, how will I have to change currently to have that experience? If I want to start climbing mountains, well, then I may have to go take some training, right? So there's always a step that's needed to have your experience, or you'd already have it. So step one, write down what experience you want to have. And step two, how will you have to change your life to experience that?
Are you referring to a vision board, Brandon? Are you saying that it looks like a vision board where you're literally, as you say, writing down your goals, your dreams, being specific like that? Or is this different than a vision
board? This is simply as pulling a piece of paper out and drawing a line down the middle. I would like to experience more spirituality. I would like to have more in touch with Buddha, but I don't know who he is, so I may have to research him. I would like to experience a downhill ski, but I don't know how to, so I'm going to take lessons. So one is the goal, and two is kind of the ground game, right? So I call this the air game. I really want to have this in my life in a year. Now, what steps will I have to take to do that? Like when I finally stepped in and said, I want to have more true experience in my life. And I realized that I had to do some transformational change, like open myself up to what are my mind blocks that are stopping me from doing this now, like vacations. I'd like to have a vacation. Well, guess what? You got to plan it ahead of time and then let nothing stop it. So one of the changes might have to be is putting it on your calendar in January for a November vacation, and then taking all the steps needed to make sure that November's vacation is smooth. So what experience do you want to have, and how will you change to get there?
You see, Brandon, I met with you 6, 8, 9 months ago, and I told you we are going to go national. And it was your advice to me to believe, yes, you can, Ronnie. And I come back and ask you this last question. How do you help people get the fear out of their head?
The fear comes by not knowing. Everything that's uncertain is going to be scary, right? Anything that you've never done before is scary. So you've got to write down the experience you want, and then what will you change inside of you, about you, to get that experience? And once you start jotting it down, your subconscious mind, your critter brain, your fight or flight mode will start realizing that the body wants this, and work with the mind to get it. So December 8th and 9th and 10th at the Hyatt in Roseville is our Design It course. So go to thenowacademy.com, click on courses, and check out Design It.
Brandon, I want to make sure that you know how grateful I am for how you have mentored me, because I swear to you, Brandon, I am beaming with light. I have never been this happy in my life. All right, everybody, I know I get emotional and crazy when I am with Brandon Hines, which is why I love this man so much. We got a great show for you today. If you want to make more money, buy real estate, and live the American dream, stick around. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch radio show.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch radio show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch radio show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm going to tell you something about that surf being up. I got Megan Reeves in studio, and she is amazing because she, like me, wants you to live the American dream and get a home. Megan Reeves, I was hoping we could talk about you because you confided in me that you're going to sell your home, you're going to downsize, and you're looking at all of the different mortgage options and issues that come with that. So, Megan, tell us about you.
I'm a client, too, and I've got everything happening to me that's happening to all of you out there. I've got my three millennials living on their own. I've got my husband and an 80-pound dog, and we don't need 4,500 square feet. So we're going to look for a new house. Things like selling our house and buying a new one. Well, we don't want to get hit with both payments when I calculate whether I qualify or not. So I work, the lender that I am, we don't have to get hit with both payments. When you're listing your house for sale, it's not included against your debt to income. So I can go buy that other property and I'm going to be fine. And then what happens? You and I talked about this, Ronnie. What happens if my house sells really quick?
And it will, because I've been there and it's gorgeous.
You said I could move in with you, and I appreciate that. But the dogs would not be happy. So I'm thinking, okay, what do we do? Well, I'm going to rent it from the people that buy it. So I can sell my house, and if it sells as quickly as I think it will, I can just rent it from the people that bought it from me.
I'm so glad you brought that issue up, Megan, because what I'm noticing is that people who own homes, they're hesitant to sell their home. And my producer, Mike, talked to us about this, and the issue is simple. Where are they going to find a home? And where are they going to find a home to rent? So can you explain the psychology of why some people, Megan, are not looking to sell their home right now when they should, because the value is so high?
There's an opportunity now to make some money in a house we bought 5.5 years ago. So it may not be the top of the market, but it's up. You know, if you can make money on an investment, whatever it is, it's still positive. So if you want me to help you with the analysis of where you sit with your home and what it might be worth, give me a call at 888-862-3162, and we can look at your specific circumstances.
Now, Megan, as you point out so eloquently, housing prices are high. Are you seeing a lot of clients refinancing, pulling cash out, and living the American dream?
Well, I am. The rates are still good right now. So there's a great opportunity to do either way, either stay in the house you have, pull some cash out, and either get out of debt. A lot of us have acquired credit cards. We have student loans. We have all of this expensive debt that isn't deductible on our taxes. So why not make what wasn't deductible tax deductible and go ahead and pull the cash out on our home to pay off those debts?
Did you hear what Megan just said? Tax deductible. Now, as you know, I love tax reform. My concern, Megan, is how will tax reform affect your clients? Because that mortgage deduction may be limited. They may even eliminate the property tax deductions. What's your advice for people listening right now?
I always recommend to hedge your bet. So we know what we have right now, and we know it's not going to change until next year if it changes at all. So I'm recommending to people, and what I'm doing myself is going ahead and, you know, I'm going to buy a house now and have all those write-offs. And if you're in a house, take out a second, and you'll have all that interest deduction between now and the end of the year. But everybody's situation is going to be a little different. And I would just recommend that folks call me this morning, 888-862-3162. Let's have a cup of coffee together and talk about where you are.
Now, Megan, you brought up your children who are millennials. And as you know, I did a segment on them, and the majority of them live at home. What are you seeing with the millennials as it relates to new applications and some of those first-time home buyer mortgage programs that you have?
Well, there's just so much. There's so many. And people are really confused about this. You hear things like, I know you've heard this, 3% down, 3.5% down, 5% down. Is it 20% down? Can I do a jumbo with 10%? I mean, name a percentage. Nobody really, because there's different programs for different people, different FICO scores. So millennials that are out there looking don't know They don't know the options. They don't know they can buy a house for as little as 3% down. They don't know about down payment assistance and what's available to help them with closing costs and their down payment. So it's a simple phone call, 888-862-3162, and I can help them understand those options and get them into a home.
Megan, there's a lot of people in California who want to invest. They want to own investment property. They want to have rentals. One thing about my brother, Jay, he's done an outstanding job with his rentals. How do you help people get into the investment market as it relates to owning rentals, whether it's a duplex, an apartment, or a home?
Well, I help them understand what the cash flow is going to look like. A lot of people just don't understand what the rental market looks like, what they could actually earn in income on that property, because the rental market's really hot right now. That's one of the reasons why you want to own a home, because it's so expensive to rent. But as an investor, what a wonderful opportunity to be able to buy a house right now with a reasonable down payment, a low interest rate, and be able to have positive cash flow from the first day you make a payment. What's better than that? I think it's a wonderful opportunity, and I think people should take advantage of it right now.
Hey, and let's be realistic here. Sometimes, Megan, people go through divorces. Sometimes people struggle and lose their jobs. I lost everything, Megan, and I am so grateful to God that I am rebuilding my life. However, do you have programs available to people who maybe don't have the best of credit, right? They've gone through situations in their life, but they want to own a home, Megan. They want to live that American dream.
Absolutely. We not only have programs available that will help them right where they are, and if their credit is such that we can't buy a house right now, Ronnie, I'll run a rescore program and tell them what we need to do in order to get their credit score up. So they've got a partner in me. They call 888-862-3162, and we figure out if we can do it right now, great. And if we can't, let's make a plan for the next few months of what we're going to do to get them in that house.
Megan Reeves, I thank you so much for helping people buy a home and go to that next level with their life. All right, everybody, this next segment of mine is about college, Cal Berkeley, UCLA, and how much of a privilege it is to be a student athlete. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. Now, for those of you who don't know this about me, I attended Cal Berkeley on a 4-year full-ride athletic scholarship, which means I double majored and received a college degree from the number one ranked public university in the United States of America while playing softball for 4 years. Yep, pinch me this morning. I mean, can you imagine how awesome it was for me to get a free college education from the best public university on the planet? And all I had to do was play softball for 4 years? Now, I don't know about you, but for me, playing softball for 4 years at Cal Berkeley was the greatest job I ever had, because I loved playing softball and baseball as a child. Yeah, being the first girl in the state of California to play baseball at age 11 certainly had its privileges. Now, as many of you can imagine, when you're a student athlete and recipient of a full-ride athletic scholarship, you represent your specific university. So you gotta follow their very strict rules and code of conduct, or I'm gonna tell you, you are gonna lose your athletic scholarship, or worse, you're gonna get expelled from the university. For example, if any one of my softball teammates were ever arrested for shoplifting on a road trip while playing in Los Angeles against another school like UCLA, I feel 100% certain that my coach, Donna Terry, may you rest in peace, she would have kicked them right off the team, myself included. In fact, not only do I think Coach Terry would have kicked me off the team and every other person off the team for getting arrested for shoplifting, you know what she would have done? She would have immediately recommended expulsion from the university, because the moral bar at Cal Berkeley was high when you were an athlete there. Too bad the moral bar is so low for our overpaid and corrupt politicians in California. So my question for you this morning is pretty simple. Do you believe the three young men and student athletes who play on the UCLA men's basketball team should be expelled from UCLA after they were arrested in China for shoplifting? I mean, talk about a mark of honor that doesn't exist. In case you haven't heard the story, LiAngelo Ball, Cody Riley, and Jalen Hill, they were arrested in China while their team was in that city of Hangzhou ahead of UCLA's season opener in Shanghai. Apparently, these three idiots stole sunglasses at a Louis Vuitton store near their hotel, and of course it was captured on the video surveillance system. I mean, how stupid can you be that you're going to be in China representing UCLA and America while our president is there trying to establish goodwill? It's absolutely pathetic. Now, I realize that shoplifting is a misdemeanor out here in America. So your punishment is nothing more than a slap on the wrist. Yeah? In California, where our criminal injustice system is broken, corrupt, and jimmy-rigged by judges who are in bed with corrupt prosecutors because of our awful Governor Jerry Brown, you can shoplift in California, and you'll get arrested, and you'll be out on the streets in record time, so you can shoplift some more over and over again and never do a single day in jail. Yeah, thanks, Jerry Brown. However, in China, if you're arrested for shoplifting, are you kidding me? You're going to spend a decade in jail. And that's because Chinese citizens have honor. And their families have honor, and they don't want it to be a mark against their family or their country. Do you realize the crime rate in China is probably a 1% of what it is out here in California? But the thing that you need to know is that if you're in China and you steal from a business, you are going to do 10 years, which is why our president, Donald Trump, he had to intervene, and he had to ask his counterpart, the president of China, to step in and help these young men get released. Because you know what? These three kids were headed to the slammer for 10 years. I mean, all you got to do is look at the tweet that President Trump sent out last Wednesday. And of course, it was in classic President Trump form. In fact, he tweeted that these boys should thank him because they were absolutely going to be spending a 10-year vacation in China. President Trump, not only do they owe you a big thank you, but you know what else? I believe that these three student athletes, I believe that you owe 50 million kids in our great country an apology. Shame on you. What kind of role model are you? Now, I obviously have a very strong opinion about this case. You know why? I was a full-ride athlete at Cal Berkeley, just like LiAngelo Ball, just like Cody Riley, and just like Jalen Hill. So I know what it was like to follow extremely strict university rules or risk losing my full-ride athletic scholarship. Now, listen. My family didn't have enough money to send me to a prestigious college like Cal Berkeley. Don't you understand that if I did not play softball and excel, I would have never been able to go to Cal Berkeley. In fact, I, like 30 million of Americans today, I would have been saddled with about $100,000 in student loans. So my point is, why should these three stupid young men get special treatment when, in my opinion, they embarrass student athletes everywhere, especially at UCLA? Now, don't get me wrong. I went to Cal Berkeley, so it's not like I cheer for the UCLA Bruins, but as a student athlete, you are held to a higher standard. I mean, let's take a look at this. College football players, do you realize right now that they are held to even higher standards than when I went to Cal Berkeley and Ron Rivera was our All-American linebacker? In fact, right now, if a college football player farts too loud, he's going to lose his college scholarship. And what about baseball players? Do you realize how high the bar is on them? I mean, think about it. If you, as a college baseball player who has a full ride scholarship, if you do something stupid like overdrink at a fraternity party, you are going to lose your scholarship. And let me tell you about me, what it was like for female athletes. You see, we didn't raise a lot of money. It wasn't like when I was playing softball, I had 40,000 people watching the games. But why should we, female athletes, be held to even higher standards than our male counterparts? You see, the point that I am trying to make this morning to you is simple. I want colleges like you, UCLA, to hold your student athletes accountable, because that's what happened at Cal Berkeley. And I also want colleges to care more about their students than the money these student athletes generate from TV revenues and ticket sales from their male-dominated sports. I believe it's time to wake up, because the fairy tale is never going to happen. I mean, let's be real here. Do you think schools like UCLA care about you, Mr. Student Athlete? They don't. In fact, what UCLA cares about is a national championship and a national title. And of course, the money generated from TV appearances. You see, that's the way it's been for decades, and it's never going to stop. But I just don't like the messaging that you are sending to our youth. Which is why I want to remind you of something really important this morning. You ready? Playing sports in college is a privilege, and it is not a right. And that is why I want these three basketball players expelled from the UCLA Bruins. Yeah, I want them gone. Because if these three basketball players come home and remain on the team and help UCLA win basketball games with no consequence whatsoever, what are you saying to our children? You're saying it's okay to steal. You're saying it's okay to shoplift. You're saying it's okay to cheat, even when you're in China, so long as you can slam dunk, catch a football, or hit a grand slam. The bottom line is simple. I want to thank God for being a Cal Berkeley graduate who followed the student athlete rules. All right. Maybe I did inhale a couple of times, but you get the picture. By the way, if you want to hear any of our previous radio shows or meet any of our amazing experts, please check out our beautiful website at ronniedeutschradio.com. Have a great week, everyone. And as my friend Ron Rivera, who is the coach of the Carolina Panthers, would say, go Bears!